trying to say to you is there are consequences to having certainty because someone has told you what to believe in an area. Every single day, most people are making decisions about what to feel certain about, and what you feel certain about shows up in your body. I mean, look at this thing called AIDS. It's devastating the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. It's instilling fear in millions of people. In the beginning, many people thought, well, it's not going to affect me because it's a gay disease. But now we know a lot better. We're also beginning to find out that this disease is not a single disease. It's made up of people with cancers, people with something called wasting away syndrome, where someone literally, their body begins to break down completely. No human being who cares about anybody could possibly not feel for these people who are suffering throughout society, much less those that are living the hell of fear. What's really fascinating, though, is to see that with all this pain, with all of these problems, with all this tremendous fear, that many people are dealing with it very differently. In fact, every day we're hearing about people that have taken this disease and turned it around, people who are breaking the mold, and for more than a decade now are living totally healthfully, who supposedly were going to die. What these, quote, survivors have in common is that they're dealing with this information very differently than those who are succumbing to the disease. They're taking in the information from authorities and they are questioning it. They are not allowing the fact that they have AIDS to be a death sentence. There are a tremendous number of questions that are being brought up in this area as a result of this. And it's a complicated issue. AIDS isn't just a disease, it's a syndrome. Not a single disease, but a series of different elements that are affecting people's health. And you know what? It's full of mystery and misinformation. And people have got to stand guard and look at what information they're being given. Because most people, when they're told they have this, quote, disease, their whole life disappears overnight. They become depressed. And if you've studied any of the work of people like Norman Cousins, Dr. Bernie Siegel, the whole science of psychoneuroimmunology shows that when someone becomes emotionally depressed, so does their immune system. Let me give you a good example. We've seen one of the greatest basketball players, I think, of all time, and that's Magic Johnson, give up his career. And he gave it up for a variety of reasons. Initially, he gave it up not because he was ill. He wasn't wasting away. He didn't have some major disease of any sort. He went in to have a blood test because he was having an expanded insurance policy. He wanted to have larger coverage. And as a requirement today, he had to take a blood test, which included an AIDS blood test. Suddenly, when it came back that he was, quote, HIV positive, his entire life was turned upside down. Now remember, he had no symptoms. He was absolutely fine. There was nothing going on in his body of a disease nature. But suddenly, overnight, everything in his life changed forever. What's really interesting is what made him stop playing was not the fact that he had HIV because he felt good. It's because his doctor told him in a very caring way, certainly thinking about Magic's best welfare in his mind, he told him that he thought it wouldn't be a very good idea for him to continue to play basketball. It may accelerate the disease. It may break down his immune system. But the problem is this basketball game is this man's lifeblood. It is his life. But with this kind of information from authority, with such certainty, he quit. And you know what? After almost a year, it drove him crazy. So he finally came back and he played basketball. He played in the Olympics and he did extremely well. He played in the All-Star game and he did well. He then finally came back to play basketball for the Lakers. But you know what? Other people's ignorance, their lack of true understanding of this disease, their fear caused him to feel like he was a marked man and that he'd have to give up what he loves most. Because otherwise, people wouldn't be focusing on his basketball. They'd focus on him as a carrier of a disease that could kill them. This kind of thinking is what tears people's lives apart. We can't let this happen to ourselves, to those we care about, to those we even know about. All of this happens because we don't have enough information, because we generalize too much. Let me give you another example. Here's somebody else who got the exact same information that Magic got, but he responded radically differently. Let me quote it for you from another article, a different article in the Los Angeles Times. It stunned me. Here is a man who was told that he was HIV positive, just like Magic, but let's discover how he took this same information and with a different point of view, and it has shaped his destiny completely differently. Quote, in the 5 years since Rick Munoz learned that he had the AIDS virus, he has watched his time grow short, as short as 2 hours and 52 minutes to be exact.